Well, tonight we wanted to have a conversation about something that's real. What I'm learning is that the more conversations that we're having with others, it's like we all are going through similar things, mm-hmm. but we don't necessarily want to talk about it with everybody else. And so since we're getting on Facebook Live, why not talk about it? It seems like we're all going through very similar plights. And I think that's why it's important for us to have conversations like these, to just let each other know that, you know, you're not alone. You're not alone. You're not by yourself.
That's right.
You know, you're not gonna end up being, just ostracized for feeling and experiencing the things that you feel and the things that you experience. But I also believe that there is safety and there is protection where a group of people are together. Mm-hmm. And we can have.
And when you're able to be real too with what you're going through and just kind of be honest, mm-hmm. You really get some good insight. Because sometimes others see things you don't see. And when you're real about it, they can really give you some good insight on, you know, what you're going through. And it can really change your perspective, mm-hmm. which I think is really big when you're going through anything, is to have the right perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because, man, with that right perspective, you can really focus on what you need to focus on and kind of rid yourself of all the distractions.
Well, I mean, that's key, because whenever we're going through something, sometimes we feel like what we're going through is greater than what we have on the inside of us. And while we're going through those things, we can sometimes feel like what we're going through will never end and will never come out of it.
Yes. And I felt like that too.
and that's real.
Yeah.
So today the topic really came from just really my wife and her time in devotion. She asked me a question, and the question was, you know, what do you do when your promise becomes a problem?
And more specifically, when what you've prayed for, what you've been believing for, you finally got. And that's amazing. But maybe it didn't come in the way you expected it to. Or maybe when you got it, you weren't necessarily ready for all the challenges or all the new avenues that promise would bring you. And so we were just talking about that, and I was like, man, that's so real, because a lot of times we just pray and we think, oh Lord, this is what I want, and we just think it's going to come in like a bow, and it's going to come very nicely wrapped and done and all figured out, and then we get into it and we're like, it's what I wanted. So praise the Lord for that, but man, it's going to be some work that's going to be put into it, and good, it's going to be good. But nevertheless, work.
I mean, think about it. And you know, we're on Facebook right now, but Facebook has a way of reminding you of what you sounded like a few years ago.
It does.
A few relationships ago. A few jobs ago. And it takes you back to the moments where you're posting about everything that you believed. Like, if it was a job, like, oh,
I got the job.
I got the job.
You know,
testimony time. It's where the Lord, he came through out of no way. The first day on the job was so amazing.
It was amazing.
I opened the door.
I love my boss.
And I walked through.
I love my coworkers.
I just don't see myself being anywhere else than where I am right now. Oh, and then all of a sudden, you where you at right now, like, I don't know how in the world I said any of that foolishness.
Yes, that's real.
You know, let's talk that's about real. Relationships.
Ooh-wee. That's when it's real, real.
You know.
We didn't pray. Now, especially us ladies, you know, if we're believing for a husband, we didn't pray for our husband. We didn't pray to him, our Boaz Lord. You know, you making him for me, and he just, you got him, I got the favor, and he going to find me and all this, right?
Because I persevered.
And then you married your Boaz.
Mm-hmm.
And then
he showed his big.
Stop it.
My bad. Sipping my coffee.
But really, you're going through some things like, this Boaz ain't what I thought.
Or you know, fellas, you with your girl and you know, it's brand new. It's like, oh man, it's like everything I prayed for. And you know, fellas, when we like to describe what God is doing, we like to do this hand rubbing motion.
Is that what it is?
You know what I'm saying, y'all?
I can't.
Because you know, God's been too good. And you know, it's like at the right time,
the right way,
he came through with the right person. Y'all mean. Yes, it's, you know what I mean.
Oh, got it.
And then we fast forward to current time, and we're wondering, was that what I prayed for? did I pray for that? And every promise, every opportunity comes with its set of challenges and comes with its set of pressures.
Yeah.
And we have to be mindful to not give up so quickly. But at the same time, know when it's time to give up and see that the promise for your life is greater than just one opportunity,
mm-hmm.
or greater than one relationship, or greater than just one job. And that there are things that we need to learn strategically in the seasons that we're in.
Yes.
To carry to where God has for us. Now, you know, marriage, that's a special topic right there.
We don't have time.
A lot of time to get into. So we are not saying to look for the easy route out of marriage.
No.
But in the event that a marriage dissolves and it doesn't make it or doesn't weather a storm, or the two parties just can't reconcile, what you have to do is ask yourself, what lessons did I learn from this experience and in this season?
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the marriage, and we're not talking about situations of abuse.
No. That's not what we're talking about.
We're not talking about gross infidelity, and you get to define what gross infidelity is. If we're not talking about those things, but we're just talking about an inability.
Disagreements, mm-hmm. Miscommunications.
Exactly. We're talking about just a different way of seeing things.
Yeah.
We need to go back to, what is the purpose of this promise? And there's a scripture I'm sure that God may have given you or put on your heart.
Well, I was just reading in Joshua when, you know, God had given Joshua the charge after Moses passed to go ahead and lead the people into the promised land. And I've got to find exactly where I want to start. But and he was telling Joshua, you know, this is what, you know, and the promised land, you had to think, had been given, had been promised all the way when they were in captivity in Egypt.
Mm.
So that was years until they saw or walked into their promise. And man, when they got in their promise, they had some specific instructions that the Lord had given them. And these instructions included the people who were already there in that land, dwelling in that land. And God gave them specific instruction on what to do when they got into the promised land with the people already living there. And, of course, the Israelites didn't necessarily, they heeded some instruction and didn't necessarily heed all the instruction.
Don't that sound like us, though?
Well, we do that, don't we?
We modify the plan of God.
We do. Or, you know, we do a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we feel good about it.
So our modifications.
We did a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, and I was thinking about that, and then I thought, like, you got in Judges, how a famine hit and all this stuff started happening within the promised land, but it was really because of some disobedience that, you know, that happened, and the Lord had already told him this was going to happen if we don't necessarily obey. So I got to really, this whole thing spurred on me, and I was just like, Lord, you know, we pray for something, the promise, but what happens when our promise doesn't turn out the way we thought it was gonna be? Does that mean we just leave it? And the Lord never told the Israelites to leave the promised land. He never told them to do that. And so to me, I was just like, wow, Lord, it spoke volumes that sometimes where the Lord has you planted won't always be easy. And it won't always be comfortable. But the provision is there. Everything you need is going to be where the Lord told you to be, whether it's comfortable or not. If he told you to be there, he's there, and he's going to navigate you through that situation.
I think that's pivotal, because sometimes we associate a lack of comfort with, is this not what God wants me to do? And sometimes it's not the case. You know, I've learned that in life, my greatest growth has come from being under leaders who I, on paper, was more skilled than. Because when you trust that a leader knows what they're doing, there's no level of submission that's required, because you're just agreeing with everything they say. Mm-hmm. But it's when you're in moments, and it's when you're in times where you don't necessarily agree with the philosophy, the how, and you might not even agree with the fact that, you know, you're working on a job and you got a supervisor that you can't stand. They just started working, and now they're the ones creating the schedules. They're the ones, you know, getting the best opportunities. And, you know, you can feel some type of way about that. But sometimes your greatest growth is going to come from places. It's going to come from people that you wouldn't have chose. Mm-hmm. And that level of discomfort is actually your pride saying, okay, I need you to check me right now. I need you to help me and not allow, and this is pride talking, not allow me to be the one who drives your decisions. Because if we run away from opportunities of growth that are disguised in moments of discomfort, we will circumvent the process that we all are needing to go through in order to embrace the promise God has for us. Sometimes you might feel like quitting in a season of your life. You might feel like just dropping everything and running away. I want to caution you on that before your assignment is done, because you cannot run from the process.
Or circumvent the process.
You can't circumvent. And I'm the type of person where if there's something that I've got to pay for, whether it's, you know, proverbial or whatever, let's pay for it up front so that we can enjoy the duration. I'm not a person that knows I've got something to pay, but we're going to leave it out here. And we're going to go ahead and wait till another time when it comes up. You never know. I don't like to play like that. So if God has called you to do something, mm-hmm. you do not quit. That's right, Kasanya. Quitting is never an option. No matter how tough it gets, no matter how tough things are, quitting is not an option. And it reminds me of a story when I was in high school. I'll never forget this story, because my high school football coach said that this would be a lesson that you never forget. And I was a junior in high school, and I was a three-sport athlete, and football was a kind of an add-on sport. It wasn't a passion of mine. Well, when the regular season came around, I was not in the original starting depth chart. In fact, I was like wide receiver number 6 or number 7 out of a 4-wide set, which means that 4 people would get on the field, and I'm still 3 behind them. So I knew that it would be a long time before I saw the grass. And I decided one day, you know what? I don't need this football. I'm going to go play basketball, and I'm going to leave this football thing together. So I walked up to my head coach, you know, came up with a real spiritual answer. And, you know, I was in a Christian school. And I said, coach, you know, I feel like the Lord. And don't we use the Lord as a scapegoat when we just too chicken to tough some stuff out? But I did it too. So I said, you know, the Lord, I think, is really leading me to go to play basketball and to work out right now. And, you know, he looked at me and said, Thomas, if you were any other player on this team, I would let you quit. I'd let you go up there and play basketball, and you don't have to deal with this. He said, but what I've learned is that the gentlemen that I let quit, they end up quitting on their career. They end up quitting on their jobs. They end up quitting on their faith. And most importantly, they end up quitting on their family. Thomas, that's what he called me. I can't allow you to do that. you're going to stick this season out. Because when you look back, this will be the reference that when things get tough and when things get hard, you don't quit. You don't tuck your tail. You do not run. Mm. You sit right in what God has called you to do until the very end. And then he will elevate you and he will promote you in his time. Make a long story short, I did not quit that football season. We ended up winning the state championship that year. I ended up having a pivotal role in that playoff run. I would have missed all that had I given up. But that season, as now a grown-up, sticks with me in life, that no matter how tough things get, no matter how dark things may be, don't ever quit. Don't ever give up. Embrace the pressure. Embrace the problem and find out how God, what is your purpose in this so that I can execute your purpose and then wait on the Lord for promotion.
That was good. That was good.
Sip my coffee.
Sip your coffee. So I kind of wanted to get a scripture base here so we can kind of get, you know, rolling. And I think I'm going to go to Joshua 1. There's so many scriptures. I think I'm going to go to Joshua 1. In Joshua 1, I'm going to be reading verse 1. It says, "Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, 'Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel.'" Then I'm going to drop down in verse 5. It says, "And no man will be able to stand before you in all the days of your life. Just as I've been with Moses, I'll be with you. I will not fail you, and I will not forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go." I think this was the kind of the hallmark that Israel was supposed to kind of abide by, was to be strong, be courageous, and be obedient. I think those three things are probably the recipe, and it kind of, these scriptures sums it up, those three things: strong, courageous, obedient.
I like that.
I think if they just had to follow the strong, courageous, obedient thing, recipe, they really would have got, you know, to live in the promised land in peace. But instead, the inhabitants of the land ended up being a thorn to their side.
That's really good. That's really good. So again, just for recap sake, what to do when your promise, when our promise becomes a problem? Well, in Joshua chapter 1, we see we need to be strong, we need to be courageous, and we need to be obedient. Man, that's good.
I think we summed it up.
I think we summed it. We summed it right up.
And I'm not even saying all those things are easy, are they?
No.
Those things are not easy.
Because we're not strong in our power.
No.
And we're not strong in our might.
No.
We're not courageous in our strength.
Mm-mm.
And we're not obedient from our own self effort. All of these things come from, really, in Joshua 1 and verse 8, having the word surround you.
Mm-hmm.
Have it surround your, you know, what you listen to.
Yeah.
You know, I like all kind of music. In fact, I like to work out the trap music. I do. Don't judge me.
I can't.
But your entire musical diet can't be trap.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to, you know, and you know the seasons that you're in. There was a season where all I listened to were songs that talked about the finished works of Christ. There were songs that I only listened to either worship songs or instrumentals to worship music, because I knew that my mind needed to stay laser focused in that season. Because when you're dealing with a lot of just Satan fights you, not physically,
but mentally.
He doesn't even fight you spiritually. He's defeated spiritually.
He is defeated spiritually.
So he'll fight you in that soulish, in that mind realm, in your feelings. And when you notice that you're under attack, You know, there's a whole lot of reasons to why we may feel the way we feel. Sometimes we could just be exhausted, but other times we could just be stressed.
Yes.
And when you know you have to really stay focused, you need to really be specific in what you're listening to, paying attention to what you're listening to, and allowing yourself to be on a diet of just nothing but God's word for that time. Now, I know when things let up, I enjoy R&B love songs like anybody else. I mean, the 80s, 90s.
Yeah, I'll pray for him.
I mean, they make some of the best music. In fact, I mean, that's how I crank out the most of my work. But that can't be the only thing that I listen to and that I allow to really just, get on the inside of me. We've got to be.
Especially when you're going through trials. You know, when you're going through trials, like you said, laser focus.
Yeah.
And we're not telling you what to do. We're just saying, help yourself be laser focused. And whatever it takes for you to be laser focused, do that.
Do that.
So this is not like we're not trying to give you a formula. Mm-mm. We're just trying to say whatever you need to do to get yourself focused and in on what the Lord's been telling you to do, do it.
And one thing that we've instituted with our church community is that, you know, we have weekly, daily devotionals that we do together.
And they've been really good.
And so if you go to theoutletcommunity.com, you can hop on into our current devotion. And what I love about it is our community keeps each other accountable to getting in the Word of God.
It's a wonderful thing.
I'm literally shocked at how much I get in the Word, but I know that I'm going to be able to go in for my daily time with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I've got a community who's going to do it with me. So,
and I'm learning so much. Like, I love the comments that, you know, people are posting just about their devotional, what they got out of it, because everybody sees in part. And so it's really cool to broaden your perspective of scripture, and you might get something, but Holy Spirit might reveal something else completely different to somebody else. And you're just feeding off everybody. You're like, oh, I never saw that. And it's just awesome.
Yes. And with that, we also have a podcast out, and I encourage others to listen to podcasts, not just the Outlet Communities podcast, but other things to feed. Yes, there are a host of good podcasts. But just do things and have things that can come directly to you. You can set reminders in your phone, schedule it in your calendar. But just help yourself to focus in those tough times so that you can be strong, be courageous, and be obedient by the grace of God.
And always remember that whatever season you're going through, you know, it's just a season. It won't last the whole time, especially if it's a tough season. We've been through some of those. I'm sure we won't go, those won't be the last.
Right.
We all go through tough seasons, but if you're going through a tough season, continue to be laser focused. And know that season will come to an end. There is a ray of hope on the other side.
Amen.
There is a better situation, a better circumstance, better things, bigger blessings, more, you know, favor for you. So don't get stuck on what you see, because what you see is subject to change. And everything we see in this world is all temporal. And the Lord will give us tunnel vision to be able to focus on what we need to focus on, so that when we come out, we're like, okay, we come out stronger, we come out better.
Yeah. And we want to open up the lines and open up just this conversation, any questions that you all may have before we close out tonight in prayer. It has been so amazing to get back on and talk with everybody.
I know.
We have genuinely missed being able to sit down and talk with everyone. But just first things first, and as we've launched the Outlet Community, we've had an opportunity to spend more time with our leadership and to really impart into them. And
they're awesome. We have a good team. We're just blessed.
We are immensely blessed. Immensely blessed. And such a generous community. So
yes.
We knew just for the summer, we're going to take time to just pour into our leadership. It won't be the only in the summer that we're pouring into our leadership, but we want to spend concentrated time pouring into our leadership. Mm-hmm. And then in the fall, we're going to have some conversations with our team and with our church to see how they want to do Bible studies. I believe that Bible studies are important.
Yes.
And we want to make sure we're just not doing Bible study to do Bible study, but we want to be very intentional and effective with our Bible mm-hmm. studies. People need to know the Word of God.
And they want to know the Word of God. That's the great thing about Jesus. Everybody wants to be near Him. We don't have to coerce anybody to do anything. You know, when you're really speaking the gospel and sharing the good news with people, they're just drawn, you know, which is pretty cool.
They really are.
And that's all Jesus, none of us.
They really are. So, yeah, are there any questions on here before we close out in prayer? As always, whenever you're in the Atlanta area, we'd love to have you at one of our gatherings on mm-hmm. Sunday. 10
Come on out.
At King Middle School, right in the heart of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful area.
It is.
And just a beautiful place. And we just love to hug on your neck and just say hello to you.
Yes.
You can find out more about us just by visiting theoutletcommunity.com. There's going to be some exciting things that we're endeavoring to get into in these upcoming months. July is going to be amazing. August is going to be amazing. But this new series of Soul Therapy is just amazing. And
yes, it's real.
Amen. So I'm looking, and I don't see any questions. So thank you all for tuning in tonight. The next time we will be back on is going to be July 3rd.
Is it?
It's July. Mm-hmm. It is so tough for us to stay away months at a time, but please, you know, just work with us as we are building something special here in Atlanta. And just as we get back into the fall, we'll get back to more consistent interactions and times in the Word together.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we're going to pray for you and pray for just your life and everything that concerns you. For every person that may be dealing or experiencing times of difficulty and just the pressure is intense. Again, just by God's grace, be strong, be courageous, and be obedient and ready to do what He's asking you to do, and just watch Him guide you through this season. Yes. So Heavenly Father, I thank you for every person that has tuned in, every person that's watching. Lord, I ask that you cover their hearts, you cover their lives. Whatever's going on, your Spirit knows directly. So by faith, we send these prayers. We're joined as a community. Mm-hmm. We're joined as a family, as a body, knowing that there's no distance in prayer. God, you love them, and so it's with that same love that we extend to them, knowing that you're for them, that you're with them. So every person, whether it's sickness, whether it's disease, whether it's lack, your grace has already covered the difference. So Father, I pray that their mind is renewed so they can bring that out from the spirit into the natural realm. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Yes.
And don't be a stranger. Hit us up anytime. We are here. And look forward to seeing you in the near future.
Yeah.
Have a good evening, y'all.
Bye.